really likes this song, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's a musical version. I was waiting for the words.
Oh, you're going to sing for us? Is that it?
Well, I will.
It was their one-hit wonder, so.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, do you remember last week when you were talking? When you were talking about realtors and flipping houses, and we said, hey, you'll probably.
Oh, did we get a bunch of phone calls?
Well, not a bunch, but okay. I got straightened out a little bit. Do you want some help getting straightened out a little bit?
Sure. I'll take all the help I can get.
So I said, there was actually a ruling backstory. Someone had called, or you had mentioned, how much you didn't like the fact that sometimes realtors would sell a flipped house and wouldn't use permits and, you know, it wouldn't be found out till later.
Licensed contractors.
Yeah, and what a mess that could be. So broker called to let you know that last July a ruling had been made. And I happened to be very close to a developer and broker who read over the ruling for me because it's a lot of legal speak.
Yes.
But bottom line is realtors that are flippers have to use licensed contractors for any improvements that would require a city or a county permit.
They pass that into law?
Well, it's a Arizona Association of Realtors ruling.
Oh, it's a code of ethics. You know what? I'm gonna take some credit for that.
And it,
I mean, we gave the Arizona Real Estate Board tons of grief.
Well, now a flipper has to disclose that permit was obtained and who the contractor is. So if you're buying a home and the realtor has flipped it, he owes you that information.
And this came up because we took a call 2 weeks ago on air about a man who bought a historic home and was sure the work was done by unlicensed contractors.
Surely.
He checked to make sure the permits were not pulled. As a matter of fact, I was on a job this week where contractors abandoned the job. It's a public document. You go into the building department, you look at the permit, and the guy had gutted the whole downstairs, and on the permit, he listed exchanging a back door.
Oh.
And specifically said no other work being done. And he pulled that permit after half the work had been done. Anyway, that's another story. But it's public document. So this homeowner knew his home had been remodeled without a permit. So he calls his realtor and says, do I have grounds to be upset with anyone here? You who represented me, the buyer, maybe the realtor that represented the seller, maybe the seller that lied on his spuds report, maybe the home inspector that missed all this. This home wasn't asbestos as baited, wasn't lead asbested, wasn't permitted on the project. Everything that could have been done half bad, half wrong. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is.
One you can say on air.
Yeah.
Another name for a donkey.
And he called the realtor and asked him, and the realtor said, you know, now's not the time to be asking these questions. You should have asked that in escrow. No, the realtor should be asking these questions.
You're revealing.
You're the pro. You're the one that should be protecting your buyer. Anyway.
Hey, one other thing.
Okay, let's get off this.
I did get three separate questions. What is a spuds report?
Seller's property. I can't find the word.
Disclosure.
Disclosure sheet. Yeah.
So there you go.
And you have to say whether work's been done without a permit or not. And they all lie. That's why you can't believe them.
And here you go. Before we forget, Renaissance tickets.
Yes.
We've got one family pack. It's two adults, two kids, and a VIP parking. And then we've got a second set that is just a two set without parking. What is the name of the discipline device used in medieval times that you end up with your hands and your head locked in a wood structure, and you're set out for a certain amount of time? You guys can all picture what I'm talking about? What is the name of that medieval discipline device? We'll pick a random right winner. As the show wraps up, text that answer to 411-923, and we'll send you to the Renaissance Festival. And they're good now till the end of the festival, which I think is March 29th.
Great.
So you got 6 weeks to use
it. Today's the first day, grand opening.
All right, so what are your takeaways from today's four-hour program? this morning, just like you're talking, get out to a festival. We listed probably 20 festivals that were going on in Arizona. Get out, enjoy it. And guys, get ready. It's Valentine's Day. We're just giving you a polite reminder. Do something sweet, right? And then we listed, someone wanted to know where to go waterfront camping. What did we do? We listed a dozen different places you go waterfront camping. 8 o'clock hour, John Eisenhower was talking chips, wood chips, and all they can do for your yard.
And the tree of the month, the Arabian lilac.
The Arabian lilac. At 9 o'clock, Jennifer and I talked a lot about discoveries that changed our lives at the Kitchen and Bath Show. And this hour, we wrapped up dimwit versus dim smart, installing dimmers in your house.
And if I told you the address, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, that would be what house?
White House.
If I told you number one observatory circle?
I don't know.
That's the Vice President's house. We'll be talking about the history
of the White House. That's on a naval base.
It is.
Yeah. The history of the White House next week.
White House. And I think we're going to, let's pull some stuff on the Vice President's house. Number one observatory. It's pretty interesting, too.
All right.
And we'll be joined by Dr. Dean from Grand Canyon University to talk about the construction history of the White House here at Rosie on the House.com between now and next week. If you have questions, RosieOnTheHouse.com.